Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Sports fans all across that globe, welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and so much to break down in the sports world, whether it would be college football, where I know Mike Wilson was at a wild, wacky, crazy football game here in Phoenix, Arizona, Tempe, Arizona, at the Sun Devil Stadium, which is no longer the Sun Devil Stadium. They played BYU. Chaos ensued. The game wasn't over. The fans rushed the field. Mike Wilson was somewhere in that chaos, and he sent me a picture of it. It was absolutely insane. I don't know how I could see a thing. I had the best spot in the world because I was watching it on my TV at home. I send Mike to the game so he can deal with the craziness and the chaos. But in the end of the day, the Sun Devils came away with a victory, and college football is live and well here in Tempe, Arizona. Tons to talk about today, Mike Wilson. I'm fired up. How about you, brother?
Fired up immensely there. Sun Devil game was crazy yesterday, but we can get into that. We can talk NFL, the NBA, the Celtics are kind of rolling right now a little bit. Handed the Cavs their first loss, so we can talk about it all. Let's get rolling, buddy.
Hey, and by the way, the Bucks starting to come around a little bit, since you mentioned the Boston Celtics. Bucks coming around just a little bit. We got to take a break. We'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah. Any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently?
and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and now we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So, quite naturally, we're going to talk NHL hockey. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Beautiful here in the Valley of the Sun, to be honest with you. It's relatively warm, and everything has been pretty good. We had a crazy football game on Saturday in Tempe where Mike got to take in the chaos, and he was among it all. So everything's pretty good here. But, you know, I'm looking at the NHL, and I'm checking out the standings. The Eastern Conference in the Atlantic, I mean – wow. All I can say is we didn't talk to you last week, but holy cow, have things changed in 2 weeks. The Lightning were at the top then. They're now in, like, fifth place. The Maple Leafs have jumped all the way to the top. The Florida Panthers and them are neck and neck. You got the Buffalo Sabres who have come out of nowhere. The Boston Bruins have come up to the top here. And then you have the Lightning. It's pretty wild what's going on there. The Metropolitan, you still have the Devils who are playing extremely well. Carolina Hurricanes playing pretty well. And then the Capitals, with all this stuff that's going on with them, and Ovechkin, and the guy making goals all of a sudden like crazy. I just got a question for you on that. When does he break the all-time record? I think it happens sometime in the next couple, 3 months. What say you on that, John?
Well, I'm not sure if it happens in the next couple of months because he does have that injury. I believe it's some form of a broken leg, whether it's a major break or a minor break. I don't know, but it has been reported as a broken leg. So clearly there's going to be some rehab time for him there and maybe some timing issues when he gets back. I'm not so sure he breaks it this season. Now, if he'd stayed healthy, I think he had a real good shot at it. But certainly, if he stays healthy enough, it's going to happen, whether it's later this year or early next year. I think it will happen.
Yeah, it's definitely within the grasp at this moment in time. Looking at the Western Conference really quickly, the Jets, the Winnipeg Jets, your guys, man, they're out in front of everybody. But the Minnesota Wild are on their heels to a certain degree. The Dallas Stars, and then you were talking about the Colorado Avalanche. Looks like they're starting to make their move a little bit. And then there's the Utah Hockey Club still hanging in there. It's kind of cool to see that. You look at the Pacific, The Vegas Knights, by the way, I got to watch them on TV the other day, which was pretty cool. The Vegas Knights are on top of things. That's where I like to see them. Calgary Flames just right behind them. You got the LA Kings behind them, and then the Edmonton Oilers behind them. Vancouver a point behind Edmonton. But a pretty good shakeup so far, what's going on in NHL hockey, John. What say
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and, you know, yeah, we're not going to get to say this very often, so I'm going to say it right now while it's happening. That is the Toronto Maple Leafs in first place in their division. That's not something we see very often, but let's enjoy it while we can. Had the opportunity to take in the Toronto-Vegas game on Wednesday night, and as you know, you follow Vegas quite closely, so you know that that's a pretty good hockey club, and the Leafs very, very deserving of a 3-0 win. So nice to see that happening. Colorado starting to get a little healthy again. Didn't have a very good start, starting to get back into it. Utah is here in town tonight to play the Maple Leafs, so I'll get my first chance to see the Utah team in Utah rather than in Arizona.
Good morning, John. Don't worry. I'm not going to talk about the phenomenal weather down there right now.
Well, it's up to 39 degrees here, Mike, so it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. Yeah, all things considered, right? No, I get it.
Exactly.
My question is simply this. You know, last year, Connor Bedard was the rookie of the year. Like, he was heads and tails, I think, above any other rookie last year. But this year, there's talk that he's frustrated. What is he frustrated about? Has he been hampered by injuries? Is it teams kind of scheming to kind of shut him down a little bit, or is it like a little bit of combination of a lot of things?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things, Mike. Specifically, like any other sport, like any other player, second time through the league, second time around the league, is always a little bit more difficult because, like any sport, hockey is one of adjustments. The teams are starting to learn how to shut him down a little bit, and you know, it's the old theory, you don't let the best guy beat you. We've seen it happen in baseball with David Ortiz in the World Series, George Brett in the World Series. You don't let the good guys beat you. And Chicago is so thin on talent other than Bedard, it's actually fairly easy. If you're doing your coaching properly, it's pretty easy to shut him down. That opens up other players, but they're nowhere near the skill level that Bedard is. So I think that's a big factor. And, you know, let's not forget, he's still only 19 years old. So he's still a boy amongst men, quite frankly.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. Hey, let me ask you this, John. Coming into the season, lots of predictions for every team, and obviously some go right, some go wrong. So far in this season, what has gone right for teams and what has gone wrong for teams?
Well, I think the team that probably has benefited from things going right is Minnesota. And, you know, we've talked about them in general terms, and I don't get a chance to see a lot of Western Conference teams because of the time zones issue. But, you know, here's a team that's played 20 games, and they're 13-3-4. And of those 20 games, they've only played 7 at home. Excuse me. And at home, they're 4-2-1, which means that by simple mathematics on the road, they're 9-1-3, which means they've got 21 of their 30 points on the road. In a sport that is dominated generally by home teams in the regular season, I think that tells me something about the Minnesota Wild. They're a much better hockey club than I think we thought they were. We never thought they were going to win that division, but on the other hand, we did not think they were going to be last. I kind of had them pegged as a third, fourth, or fifth place team. Right now, other than the Winnipeg Jets, they're playing the best hockey in that division, and they're only 4 points behind the Jets with a game in hand, and we've talked about how great the Jets' start was. So I think that's probably a big surprise. I think the biggest disappointment is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, with all of those star players, 7-12-4 in 23 games, minus 34 in goals, 59 goals scored, 93 goals scored against. So un-Pittsburgh-like. You look at that payroll, you look at that talent, that's quite unbelievable. Those to me would be the two biggest surprises.
You know, John, we got about a minute before break here, and you know, you bring up Sidberg, and you have Sid the Kid scoring his 600th goal on Saturday night. What does that put him in the pantheon of greats? We know he's an all time great, but what does it mean for him, the organization, the NHL, all that?
Well, I think we've always known that he's a great player, first ballot Hall of Famer when he decides to hang it up. I don't know what else to say other than the fact that, you know, he's a class player, he's a class act. I think he's represented the league, the game, and the franchise extremely well, and it's nice to see him get that achievement. I would have liked to have seen it come at a time when the team was doing well, because he's not a selfish individual. He's a team player first, and I'm sure that he's very proud of that accomplishment, but he would be much happier if he had 600 goals and the Penguins were in first, second, or third place in that division.
Hey, one more for me, John. Real quickly, Winnipeg, can they sustain what they're doing?
Yes, they can, but, you know, they got to watch out because, as we've mentioned, Minnesota and Colorado and Dallas are right behind them. They're in for a fight in that division, but I think Winnipeg is an extremely good team. No question they have the opportunity and the ability to win that division.
John, as always, a pleasure talking hockey with you. Have a great day. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey like nobody's business. That's why we have them, people. Keep it close. On the other side, got to talk a little college football and the chaos and the craziness from the Sun Devils and BYU, and Mike Wilson was there to take it all in. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf. And by the way, I haven't done this yet. You can get at us if you like to, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And I know we got a caller, so just hang tight, brother. Just hang tight. I know you're chomping at the bit to just jump out and scream at us, but hang tight, hang tight. Couple of big games in college football yesterday, Mike Wilson. One of them you were at, which was the Sun Devils and BYU. Another one was Indiana at the Ohio State. The Ohio State showed Indiana what real college football is all about. And I don't mean to have any disrespect toward Indiana, but all I'm going to say is this. If you look at the strength of their schedule and you look at the strength of Ohio State's schedule, well, then maybe this result makes a little bit more sense. I'll tell you what, man, my alma mater, Minnesota, almost came up with the goods against Penn State, bro. They returned a two-point conversion. Like, dude, there was some wildness in that one. Look, all the talk about Army and all that, right? Well, I guess we don't need to talk that much about it anymore because Notre Dame did what they do and they took care of business. What the hell happened to Alabama, baby? Oklahoma laid the smackdown on Alabama. That's what happened to them. Miami rebounded with a nice victory after they had a loss. Florida beats Ole Miss, so Lane Kiffin can cry and whine all about that like we know he will. Georgia beats Massachusetts. Like, did they even play that game? Are you kidding me or what? Tennessee beats UTEP. Boise State has another tight one. They've been getting pressed lately, and you know what? You just got to win. You got to keep doing that, so I give Boise State some credit there. SMU looking really good, my friend. They might be like a dark horse out of nowhere where we're saying, wow, how can SMU be this good? Texas A&M Auburn, wow, what a crazy game that was, bro. They go to the two-point conversions. Yeah. Like, come on, man. That was insanity. Okay, Colorado, what the hell happened to you guys? Everything was laid out in front of you. And then you saw Rock Chalk Jayhawk, who's not even known for football, but they are the last couple of years, right? I got a guy in my family who thinks when you talk about Kansas, all you talk about is winning championships as far as basketball goes. And then I think to myself, well, they choke a lot there too. But Kansas came up with the goods against Colorado, and they play spoiler to Colorado. You got to like that. Clemson wins. They beat the Citadel. Okay, big deal there. Nice job. South Carolina beats Wofford. Okay, I ain't mad at you. Iowa State beats Utah. Bro, I just have to hammer you just for a quick minute, right? Because who was your pick to win the Big 12? I'm just curious. Who was it?
Utah.
Okay. I ain't mad at you. All right. Missouri beats Mississippi State, and then Illinois beats Rutgers. All right, man. Let's jump out to the phones because I know this guy's been chomping at the bit like crazy. M-I-S-M, early in the show, hour one. We usually don't hear your voice until hour two when it's all about the NFL. But NCAA football must be heavy on the mind. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Well, first of all, MJ, a good Lord groan when Andy mentioned my name. I thought we had a better relationship than this, MJ. I'm, you know, right now, MISM is flat on his back. He just had his hamstring reattached because, you know, us elite athletes like Dak Prescott and MISM, you know, when we do hard cuts, we, you know, these highly elite athletes, we pop our hamstrings. And so Thursday, I had my hamstring reattached. I'm on my back, and I wake up and listen to Andy and Mike, and I just get, oh, brother. I mean, really? Is that the loving vibes that I need, Mike? Please. But let's talk about that here for a moment, kids.
I will tell you this. Bad hamstring or not, our Hurricane fan never lets injuries get in the way. You recover, and you flash that you, but you can't let that get you down, brother.
You know it, bud. You know it. It's going to be a good 3-6 months, but I'll be here, and, you know, hey, gives me some time on Sundays to talk to you two. But anyway, let's get into it a little bit. And eventually we're going to come around and ask MJ about this, but I don't understand this storming of the fields when you're, like, a favorite. Or, like, if you haven't, or if you, listen, won a game. Why does everyone must storm the field? I mean, Cal, you beat Stanford 4 in a row now. It was a home game, and you're the favorite. You don't storm the field. Make it classy. Oklahoma, you're a storied program. You beat Alabama. Great. Oh, by the way, you knucklehead, look at the clock when you storm the field. And by the way, ASU, Mike, was that you on the 50 storming as well? What gives? I understand you're beating BYU, but come on now. You guys are both 9-2. What did it matter? So you win the conference. You don't storm the field unless, A, you are some nobody that's playing some somebody, and you beat them for the first time ever, or you haven't beat someone in a decade. It's got to be double digits. Or there's something that is so special that makes it. Every week we see the storm in the field, and I'm just sick and tired of it. It just makes it just unclassy and not fun to watch.
No, you know what? Hey, MISM, listen, wow. Brother. That was – hold on. That was a great rant. Because, you know what, I'm right there with you. I think it's somewhat ridiculous how fans get that crazy. Look, at the end of the day, they beat the number 14 team. ASU was 21. It's really a seven-team difference when you really think about it. So I agree with you. Like, don't they expect to win that football game? So I agree. Time and place, right? Like, come on, man. They're not the number one team in the nation. BYU just came off of a loss against KU. And then here's what I'm going to say, and Mike can attest to this because he was there. The only reason I can see why that did happen, and this is the only reason, is because if you do or you don't know this, there is a very large Mormon population here in Arizona, in Mesa, and they have a decent following for the BYU Cougars here in Arizona. But again, I am right there with you, my friend. This is not that big of a deal. You should have expected your team to win this game. They did win this game, and not without a bunch of blunders. I'll be honest with you, man. Look, I was texting Mike throughout the game because we were watching, both of us, and ultimately, man, the decisions that Kenny Dillingham made and got away with were absolutely ridiculous, okay? He had two opportunities, not one, but two opportunities to put 3 points on the board, okay? Which would have added up to 6. And here's the problem there. He has no faith and trust in his kicking game. The guy had open frickin' tryouts throughout the season to get a kicker. They have no trust, no faith in their kicker, whether the guy could be on the frickin' goal line like they were, or he would be kicking a 40-50 yarder. It makes no sense to me. And then here's the other argument I have, Mike and MISM. Okay, look, I'm tired of freaking analytics, okay? Because you know what it does? It gives these guys an opportunity to make bonehead decisions and get away with it with absolutely no cause and no blame, nothing. It's ridiculous, man. We see it on the high school level, we see it on the college level, and we definitely see it on a professional level. It's an absolute joke. It's an atrocity, and it's actually a crime to the game itself. Put the frickin' points on the board when you can. As soon as you idiots learn this lesson, you might win more football games. I am so frickin' tired of it. It is atrocious the way that guys get away with this analytics BS. Okay? It's a joke, guys. So MISM, thank you for your rant. You made me get into my rant about the analytics, which I've done for years, ever since this BS has come into fruition. It's a joke, man. Start making guys own up to their damn decisions. When you make a terrible decision and you can put points on the board and then it comes back to bite you in the butt on the other side, take some damn blame. I'm with you, MSIM. It's a joke, man.
Well, this whole storming the field thing, I think, becomes this new entitled generation of kids looking for something that, okay, we can do it too. And don't understand. I mean, Mike, you were there of all these people, and Andy laid it out about some Mormon population and all of the stats and blah, 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 blah. But guess, of the people that were storming the field, I would bet 99.9% didn't have a clue about that.
Hey, let me interrupt you because we're up against it. I got to hit this break on time. It's a hard break, Air Force Network break. So we got to take a pause for the cause. Stick with us through the break. We'll bring you back on the other side. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about SKYRIZI today and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
To the people, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf. MISM, are you still here, or did you run off and you're going to come back an hour or two with LISM, and then we're going to do our picks, the four of us? But MSIM, are you still here?
Oh, I'm still here, and I just wanted to finish that up about the entitlement, I think, of these kids and people today of this whole storming of the field. You know, I'm all for a great time, and you guys know that more than anyone else. In fact, a good time got me in this situation while I popped my hamstring. But that's a story for another day. That being said, you know, I mean, just make the sanctity, make these moments special, special. A regular season victory is just not a reason to risk yourself and your team and your security and all these people to storm a field and then have to put a proper goalpost back up for a possible winning play by BYU. I mean, come on now. That was crazy. But, yeah, I think I'd like to finish it off with you guys. Maybe we'll take a break, and maybe I'll have my lovely attendant here, LISM, who's taking great care of me as I'm recovering, come back and we do our picks together with you an hour or two.
Hey, question for you. How did you pop the hammy? I just got to ask. How did it happen?
That was my question.
All right.
How'd you pop it, man?
Well, remember.
Jumping out of bed, maybe? How'd it work?
I will give you the exact story, and I know this the time is precious, but I will give you that story, and I'll do the exact story. You know, us highly tuned.
It's a family show.
Athletes. You know, people like me and Dak Prescott, you know, when we run a hard out and you make that plant, sometimes things happen. Well, here is the deal. The
I
band
think
Goose.
Were you at a concert or something?
Here's the deal. The band Goose. By the way, go look at them. Goose the band, jam band. Amazing band. They played the Troubadour Music Club. 500 people. They played three nights earlier at the sold out 7,000 seat Greek theater. And they did this benefit. And Maxim Berkeley was there, and LISM was in the show, and my friend was in line, and I was late, and I was at the back of the line, and my friend texted me, and he says, dude, are you in? And I said, no, I'm in the back of the line. I said, dude, come up, they're letting in, you can get early with me. And I don't bolt down to Heaney Avenue, and I make the hard left right on the Santa Monica Boulevard, and pop, boom, like a bogus. Ow, ow, oh, ow. I popped it. People are yelling, call 911. Get an ambulance. Take a car. 911. I'm sitting there. I'm flopping around in Santa Monica Boulevard. I'm yelling, ow, it hurts. Get me my phone. Where are my keys? Don't call an ambulance. What are you doing? Stop. Get me up. People, get me up. I get my stuff. I go, stop. I just want to get into the show. I hobble into the show. I go to the bar. I say, give me a beer and a tequila, and I had the time of my life.
What a story.
That's the story. Anyway, four days later, I went to a doctor. 3 weeks later, MRI showed a 3.5 centimeter complete tear separation plus a rupture of an abductor muscle. But, dude, I saw Goose at the Troubadour, and they freaking rocked the place.
Hey, no pain, no gain, as they say, right? No pain, no gain. You're a trooper, MISM. And you know what?
In fact, you can see my picture.
I absolutely want you and LISM to call back hour two at the 40 time. So the four of us can do our picks. Is that fair? Can you make sure that Nurse Linda has you ready to go? And I don't want you jumping out of your seat today or anything, man. Hopefully the Packers don't make you go crazy and you bust another hammer.
I'll do my best right now. I'm horizontal, and I asked him what we're doing. We've just gone for round two. I'm about 4 hours in the last 10 minutes. I'll be raring to go. At 40 past 6 hours.
All right,
so I'll
sounds
see you guys
good.
About 55 minutes.
We'll talk to you in about an hour, man. I look forward to it. And
thing.
Stay off your feet, man. Just stay off your feet and stay away from concerts. It's obviously very exciting for you to pop a hammy at a concert. That's incredible, man.
Well, as opposed to rushing the field. Like, come on now. Mike, what did you do rushing the field? Did you, like, stub a toe?
Put it this way. Mike shot me a picture of where he was. I don't think Mike could see a damn thing, okay? The only thing Mike could see was the back of people's head. That's all Mike could see.
Pretty much.
It was pretty crazy. But MSIM, hey, thanks, brother. Get yourself rested. We'll catch up with him in an hour. All right, Mike, getting back into college football. I just have this to say about the ASU game, and then I do want to talk to you about some other situations and what happened to certain schools and maybe what will happen to them moving forward. Look, man, it was so chaotic what happened at the end of that football game. And there's a couple things that I want to say. First and foremost, I actually want to give credit to the security there, because quite frankly, that could have taken 45 minutes, a half hour. They actually got it done in like less than 15 minutes, where they were able to clear the field enough. They didn't, like, you guys weren't off the damn field, but they cleared it enough so that they could go out and have that one play for BYU with 1 second left. And here's what I want to say about that one play, because you couldn't see it, but you could feel the result. All I'm going to tell you is, had that kid been able to throw the ball another 3 yards, BYU would have won that game. The kid was in the end zone and had to come back for the ball. He did catch it.
Yeah.
They wound up making a 47-yard, 48-yard play. Had he been able to throw it 51 yards, BYU would have walked away with one of the craziest plays in Arizona sports history. And it wouldn't have been on the positive. It would have been on the negative. And then the other thing I want to say is, I really felt like Kenny Dillingham at the end of that game was 1,000% out of line with what he was doing with those officials. A game is not over until the scoreboard says 0-0-0-0. And the way that Kenny was acting was first and foremost immature. It was a bad look if you were watching that on television, because the guy was acting like a little baby. Again, I think you have to understand that the officials take a lot of criticism when they get things wrong. Why don't we praise them when they actually get it right? And to me, that was a really bad look by Coach Kenny. And ultimately, I understand in the heat of the moment, in the heat of a battle, you have feelings and you have emotions. But the way that he was going at the officials and the way that his actions were completely atrocious. And it was really, really bad. And I praise those officials for getting it right, Mike. They look, again, one more time, we criticize the hell out of officiating, but they did their damn job. And this guy was criticizing them for doing their job, screaming at them, telling them the game was over. And the game wasn't over. So I give credit to the officials. And I understand, Kenny. I understand it. But I also understand that that was a really bad look. And you have to hold yourself in better accountability than he did at the end of that football game. The officials got it right. Don't go and scold the officials for getting it right, Mike.
No, you don't. And, you know, when you were texting me, we were texting during the game and stuff, and especially after the game, you're like, you know, this guy's acting like a jackass. You know, obviously I hadn't seen that because I was amongst whatever many thousand people on the field. But you and I are in simpatico with this. Like, if they got it right, and this is how they do it. They looked at the replay and they saw by rule, the clock stops when that ball hits something. It hit out of bounds. You saw it. There's a second on the clock. It's right there. The officials handled it right. Certainly in the post-game press conference, the first question was about that. He was not going to, he wasn't apologizing, he wasn't anything, he wasn't going to talk about it, because I'm sure just based off of video that they have of him, he's going to get fined by the Big 12. You can't go at officials and say what he was saying to the officials who, like you said, they're trying to get the call right, trying to get the game over and just, you know, wade through all sorts of stuff. So I expect a fine to be coming. He's not going to, people are talking about suspension. I'm like, they're not going to suspend him for this. They'll fine him a decent check for this kind of thing. But yeah, he was out of line. And I will say this, being amongst everybody, you know, the media, you know, Andy, like the media can get on the field with about 6-7 minutes left to go in the game. I'm sitting there in the end zone watching the last 6-8 minutes of the game. You know, my son, photographer, he's there. We're kind of formulating a plan in case, you know, they storm the field, the whole thing. I will say this, security did a good job. There's video of the running back Cam Scataboo trying to get fans off the field. It was phenomenal how they just got people off that field. And like you said, yeah. I was up against the fence in the end zone. I turned around and looked at the scoreboard for that final play. I'm like, oh man, he had to come back for that. If that is thrown in the end zone, then we could be talking about something totally different. But, crazy ending to a crazy game. And, you know, everybody, like, why are you storming the field and stuff? And I get what you're saying, and I agree with it. There's one little thing I'll add. It's this, you know, you guys talked about just this generation feeling entitled to do that and not understanding when the appropriate time to storm a field is. But then again, you look at this program, and this is rarefied air for them. They haven't been there before. They don't know how to act in that situation. But you would think that they would figure that out through the course of time, and being 8-2, 9-2 now, the whole thing. So, you know, I can see Arizona State getting fined as a school for this too, because that's a problem as well. And the NCAA has fined schools for doing that. This is the second time this year they've stormed the field. The first time was with Utah when they beat Utah. Overall, great win for the program. Now it's on to U of A down in Tucson next week, which I'll be down there for that game and taking that in as well. But just a great win and a great job that Kenny Dillingham has done to bring this program back from 2-win seasons, 3-win seasons, and now he's flipped it. And now it's a thing of keeping the talent around and paying these guys. And he talked about that in the post-game press conference as well.
All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. I want to ask you real quickly when we get back about Colorado and Alabama before we wrap up the hour.
Right.
Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All righty. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Mike, I got a couple quick questions before we get out of this hour.
Sure.
Colorado takes the L against Kansas. Obviously, that was a terrible loss for them at this point in the season. What does that do to them? How does that open things up for ASU potentially? And then the other one is Alabama with that loss to Oklahoma. I got to guess that that's going to pull them out of the top 12. So what's it going to look like for Alabama and what's it going to look like for Colorado?
Right. Look, Alabama, I think they're out of the tourney. I think that drives them out of the tourney. As far as Alabama, as far as Colorado, I think they got to win the Big 12. I mean, to me, to get into the tournament, they got to win the Big 12 to get into the college football playoffs. And that, to me, that's the bottom line. But that was a bad, bad loss yesterday. And Deion summed it up perfectly in his post game, talking to his team. He's like, "You guys started to believe the paper clippings. You got drunk in your success, and you got humbled. The coaches, I got humbled, you got humbled, and the key is where we go from here." So, you know, heading into the final weekend next week before all the championship games, conference championship games, they got to win next week, and they got to win the Big 12, I think, to get in.
Yeah, I think that Colorado ultimately really, look, you can say what you want. You can tell me it's not a bad loss because Kansas has beaten a couple of ranked opponents, but look at Kansas's record on the season. They're
right.
5-6. Okay. So don't tell me how good they are. They're 4-4 in the Big 12 as well. They're
right.
Look, they can play spoiler and that's what they did. So give them credit for playing spoiler, but don't tell me Kansas is a good football team at this point. We got to take a break, man. Hour one's in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. That means it's all about the NFL, baby. And you know what? You may or may not like my picks when it comes to the NFL. But you know what? I ain't mad at you. I don't really give a rat's, you know what. Keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf.
There you go.
The Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. Take care.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. NBA Cup action. Out of yesterday, the 76ers beat the Nets 113-98. The Celtics took a W over the Wizards 108-96. Warriors stood strong over the Pelicans, winning that one 112-108. Rockets host the Trailblazers and blast off to a win 116-88. High-scoring game between the Bulls and the Hawks. Bulls take it, 136-122. Bucks beat the Pacers, 129-117. The Mavericks and the Nuggets faced off. The Mavericks barely sneaking by, 123-120. And the Clippers faced off against the Kings. Clippers winning that one, 104-88. On the NHL scoreboard, the Jets dominated the Penguins, winning 4-1. And the Sabres stuck past the Ducks in overtime, winning 3-2. Week 12 of NFL Sunday is among us. The Titans and Texans will face off. Bears will host the Vikings. Commanders will host the Cowboys in a big NFC East matchup. Dolphins will play against the Patriots. The Panthers will battle the Chiefs as the Chiefs suffered their first loss against the Bills last week. Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers will go against the Giants. Lions will look for another win on their record against the Colts. Raiders will face off against the Broncos. Seahawks will host the Cardinals. Packers and 49ers. 49ers now missing Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa. And Sunday Night Football ends with the Eagles going against the Rams. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. You're standing over a 3-foot putt. Over the last four decades of playing golf, these have been automatic for you. The sun rises in the east, and you make 3-foot putts. All of a sudden, you yank one left. Okay, no one is perfect. Then another. Okay, sometimes we just fight certain clubs in our bags for a few rounds. Your next time out is a disaster. Short putts missed left and many 3-putts. Now it's in your head and you're headed to your pro for a lesson. Welcome to Justin Tucker's world. A certain Hall of Fame kicker, he is going through a nightmare season for the Baltimore Ravens, one like he has never experienced. And what is adding salt to the wound is the misses are costing the Ravens wins in a race for the AFC North title. Tucker's own answers to the problem seem to infer a short-term issue. He was quick to point out the condition of Acrisure Stadium, home of the Steelers, for his misses in last Sunday's deflating loss. Pitt had hosted Clemson the day before on the Kentucky bluegrass field there, but all of his misses, including Sunday's, had the same flight path, wide left. To Tucker's credit, he hasn't thrown any of his teammates under the bus, but maybe it's time for the media to try to piece this together. What has changed over the past 2 to 3 seasons that has a kicker who has averaged better than 93% accuracy from 2016 to 2021 starting to descend into the 80s the last 2 seasons and is now, this season, second to last in the NFL at 72.7%? Well, Jordan Stout replaced Sam Cook as the holder in 2022. too, while Morgan Cox, center and long snapper, left for Tennessee. Tucker needs to reinvent himself and solve the wide lefts quickly, or it'll be early exit stage left for the Ravens in the playoffs, assuming they get there. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about in the NFL, baby. It's week 12. It's here. It's upon us. Game on Thursday night. Pittsburgh played Cleveland. Messy, sloppy game, wet game, snowy game, whatever you want to call it. It was not a good showing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, to be honest with you. And quite frankly, Mike Wilson, I think that may have a lingering effect on the second half of the season for them, which it gets a lot more difficult the second half. I think that was a big loss, actually, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that could wind up hurting them big time when you look at the rest of the way for them. So we'll see how many more wins they have going forward. But quite frankly, they really let a game go by on Thursday night against the Cleveland Browns, who are absolutely playing for nothing. So ultimately, your Steelers played a pretty lousy game. What say you?
No, they did play a lousy game. You know, I mean, people want to talk about the weather and stuff. It's not an excuse. You have more talent than the Browns, and they should have won that game. But, you know, you move on to the next thing, get the Bengals next. So we'll see what happens there.
All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. Hour two, it's all about the NFL. Week 12 is here. We're going to break it all down. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
I was reheating my coffee up there a little bit. I apologize. Welcome back in, everybody. Week 12 of the NFL is here. Obviously, as we know, had the game on Thursday, which we just mentioned a moment ago. But I am going to run through all the games like we always do and just let you know what's happening. Vikings play at the Bears. I think that could potentially be an interesting game. Lie Downs, who don't lie down anymore, playing the Colts. I actually think that could be an interesting game, too. Patriots playing the Dolphins. Look, say what you want about the Patriots, but they do play hard. This might be more interesting than we think as well. Buccaneers playing the Giants. Buccaneers get Mike Evans back. That makes the deep ball a threat. That's a good thing for me, too, because I have him on my fantasy squad, and I've definitely been missing that the last few weeks. Cowboys play the Commanders. Look, man, I like Jaden Daniels a lot. Obviously, you and I know him personally. Good kid. Great kid. Has the leadership qualities that we love to see in a quarterback. And, man, oh, man, I really remember those few times we saw him on the field. And I remember that one time when he just, Do you remember we were standing right next to him and he fell to the ground, bro. And he was just in such jubilation.
Yeah.
What happened on that field. I'll never forget that. Jaden Daniels is a good kid, really good kid. And I hope he has an amazing career. It's obviously gotten off to a great start, but kudos to that kid. I knew he had it. I knew he had it. And it just didn't happen here at ASU, but went to LSU and wow, look at the guy, right? Look at him. Chiefs playing the Panthers. I'm sorry, the Panthers. this should not be a football game, but it is. And the Chiefs, this could be a good one for them the week after they have their first L of the season. Titans go to the Texans. This could be an interesting game for C.J. Stroud to have a big day. Broncos play the Raiders. This we haven't talked enough about the Broncos this year, if you ask me. Because Bo Nix.
Bo Nix.
Yeah, man. Bo Nix is funny. I was walking the dog yesterday. See a guy, a gentleman and his wife riding their bikes. He's got his Denver shirt on. So quite naturally, what do I say to him? I say, Bo Nix, baby, what do you think? And the guy says, yes, he might be the savior. So they're feeling good about Bo Nix in the Denver, Colorado area and further. And I am too. And quite frankly, I think this kid is right there for the rookie of the year. We'll see how things go for them the rest of the way. I don't think anybody would have thought that potentially the Broncos could be a playoff team. So big game for them against the Raiders. 49ers have a big game in Lambeau. They're going to have to do it without Brock. That's going to be interesting.
Yep.
But it's a huge game for the 49ers. Huge. Like for them to stick around in the playoff mix. So we'll see how that goes for them. Cardinals play the Seahawks. Cardinals coming off their bye week. Ever since the Cardinals lost to the Green Bay Packers, they have looked like a different football team. And it's kind of almost too bad because I was doing radio in Milwaukee when the Cardinals were playing the Packers. And I was telling the guy that, look, man, the Cardinals play extremely hard. They don't quit. They don't give up. And they're used to playing from behind. Well, a couple of those things were true when they played the Packers. They did play hard. They were behind, but they didn't figure out a way to get back in that game. But ever since then, they have definitely been a different team. That's a huge game. Very big game for the division. Eagles at the Rams. Eagles are playing much better on defense, man. I really like what I've seen from the Eagles over the last 3, 4, or 5 weeks. They look like the team that got to the Super Bowl or pretty close to the team that got to the Super Bowl. We'll see if that continues for them in L.A. And then Monday night, Ravens-Chargers. Huge game there as well. Yeah, no, that's a huge game as well, right? Like, Justin Herbert has found something this year. He's been pretty good. I will give him credit where credit is due. The Ravens are up and down. Like, good Lamar is incredibly good. Bad Lamar is bad Lamar, right? So I don't know which one we're going to get, but that's your Monday nighter. Pretty good docket of games, to be honest with you, Mike. A lot of them have some playoff implications for teams to stick around. You know, I look at that Vikings and Bears game the week after the Bears had a decent showing against the Green Bay Packers. New OC, opportunity for them against this Vikings defense to a certain degree, but I don't know. I'm not sold on Caleb Williams. I know you're not sold on Caleb Williams. I'm not sold on Sam Darnold either, to be honest with you, because as I said to you a couple weeks ago, sooner or later, Sam Darnold is going to be Sam Darnold. He's been a little bit more vulnerable. Their offense has been a little bit more vulnerable. Again, I look at the NFC, my friend, and there's one team. It's the Detroit Lions, who I think are heads and tails above everybody else, and everybody's trying to be as good as they are. So I still really like the Detroit Lions. I think they might be the best team in all of football, to be honest with you, Mike. But what say you about the docket?
The docket is full of some very good games, and there's some games in here, Andy, to me that could be sneaky good. Like, you know, you look at it on paper in terms of records and stuff like that, but I think it could be there could be some decent games in here. I think the Niners-Packers had the ability to be a good game, but we don't have Brock, and you got an unknown guy backing it up. I'll probably end up taking the Packers in this game for sure. I mean, it's at Lambeau. Jordan Love's going to be playing, and Jordan Love has to improve his play yes. as well. He's been kind of turning the ball over a little bit too much, and the expectations were there for him after what we saw in the second half of last season in the playoffs, what he did against the Cowboys on the road at AT&T Stadium, and he just hasn't done it yet. And regardless of their record, which I believe, 7-3, right? The Packers are 7-3.
Yep.
And they have to, you know, they're going to go as far as Jordan Love's going to take them. Like that's just the bottom line. So Jordan Love has to improve on his play. So, I think the Packers probably win that game. And when we get to our picks, I'll get more into it. But I think the Cardinals and the Seahawks, that's a good series, and it doesn't matter. You and I both know it doesn't matter who the home team is. They've gone into both places and won at the other team's crib. So I think that game's going to be good.
Yep.
I think the Ravens and Chargers are going to be good. You're like, man, you know, Justin Herbert's found something. Yeah, he found Jim Harbaugh, yep. who's a hell of a coach. So I think that's really worked in Herbert's favor as well. What are you going to be watching today besides the Packers?
Brandon Allen, the kid from Arkansas, who was drafted in 2016 in the sixth round, has an opportunity to shine, man. But I don't think it's going to happen, just being honest with you. But
yeah.
We don't know much about this kid, to be honest with you. So it'll be an interesting day in Lambeau for sure. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing.
pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Follow us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, week 12, man. Yeah, question for you. Okay?
Okay.
Where do the Seahawks find an answer against the Cardinals? I feel like their running game hasn't been as good as it should be with Walker. And I think that they're putting a lot on Geno. But in a weird way, today, I think the passing game could exploit a lot of what the Cardinals do. And then on the other side, I'm wondering if the Hawks have an answer for the Cardinals and their tight end situation, McBride and company, tough covers. James Conner has run the ball pretty efficiently. And then Kyler, to me, my friend, Kyler, like, in a really weird way, dude, I think Kyler should be in the conversation potentially about being MVP of this league, and today could have a big statement for that, Mike.
He potentially could be. We all know how that award goes. Like, you got to be on a winning team with a winning record. You got to have some headlines and stuff. So, you know, there's a lot more than just his stats that are going to go into this, but I agree with you on him in terms of eventually maybe, you know, possibly being in that conversation. With the Seahawks, what was your question was, how are they going to counter Arizona?
Basically, how do they attack them? Because their running game hasn't been all that great. I think they're averaging under 100 yards on the ground. Passing, it's 226 or 230 yards. The Cardinals are a little susceptible in the passing game. I think Geno could have a big day is what I'm trying to say. I think, and I also think that this is a high-scoring game. I think you're looking at mid-20s, low-30s. I think these teams are going to put points on the board. But I think that there is a way to go at the Cardinals, and I think that there's a way to go at Seattle. I think if you're Seattle, you go at the Cardinals in that passing game. That's what I think. And I think you use Kenneth Walker out of the backfield a lot. I think you'll see a lot of screen passes to him. I think you'll see them creating holes and space for him. For the Cardinals, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. has to play well. I really do. And here's why I think Kyler's in that conversation, Mike. The Cardinals are 6-4. They're leading this division. Whether the record is gaudy or not, they're much better than any of us anticipated them being. And a lot of that has to do, and a lot of it, mainly all of it, has to do with Kyler and his play on the field this year. So, yeah, I don't think he has the gaudy-like numbers that you see from a Lamar, maybe even a Patrick Mahomes, who we know how important he is. But I really think Kyler Murray has matured a ton in this league ever since he sat out. And I keep going back to that, and I harp on it. But sometimes when you have time to sit back and watch things from afar, it helps you so much. I think that's going to be a great football game. I really do. Hey, I want to ask you this, okay? I want to ask you this. What do you think makes the Detroit Lions such a difficult guard, such a difficult task on offense? We know they have a great running game. We know they have really capable wide receivers. Right. But I was watching some film the other day, and this is what I saw, okay? When they run their routes, they have this ability to kind of confuse the defense. And what they're actually doing is they're opening lanes, big lanes, and they find the holes in all of these defenses by stretching defenders. So what I mean by that is, okay, let's say they've got their tight end lined up out on the outside. Let's say they've got St. Brown lined up on the inside, right? Well, they're going to run crossing they're going to run crossing patterns with those guys, and then they're going to have their out guys on the seams running down the field. So think about that for a defense. You have to kind of pick your poison, right? You either have to decide, okay, we're going to cover the middle or we're going to cover the outside. And then one of those is going to wind up being open. And if you watch the Detroit Lions and how they operate, my friend, it's so methodical and it's so well done. And a lot of this, we can say what we want about Jared Goff and the failures that he had with L.A. He's moved to Detroit, and you know what? He's making the right plays. He's making the right reads. Yes, he had a five interception game, but that's an aberration, man. That doesn't really happen with him.
Right.
The reason why they're so successful is the routes that they're running. It creates open spaces in zones. It creates open spaces in cover threes. It opens spaces in cover twos, man. Like so the way that they're going about this is absolutely methodical as hell. And I look, man, you know me. I'm tough on Danny. I am really tough on him because he's a risk it, no biscuit type guy. But the offense that they are running, it's almost unstoppable, Mike, at least in my humble opinion. What say you?
No, Yeah, no, it is. And you hit the point that I was going to make. It's Jared Goff. Like you said, you can say what you want about Goff and the reputation that he had. Soft, he looks like he doesn't care, blah, blah, blah. Well, look, you put talent around him, okay? He wasn't the number one draft pick for no reason. Like, you know, he had talent coming out of Cal. He did. Maybe this is just the system that has shown that it's the best that works for Jared Goff, because when you, like you said, when you create that space, whether you're going to take the deep nine route, the fade routes and try and cut that off, but then you're going to leave, you know, St. Brown open coming across on deep crossers or slants and give him space, you're screwed. Like, it's a catch-22 for these defenses, because what do you want to take away? I would think most of the time you're trying to take away St. Brown, because to me, he's the biggest threat, you know, on the field offensively for Detroit. I mean, the guy has speed coming out everywhere. He catches everything, and then, you know, his yards after catch are off the chart as well. So it's one of those things with Detroit. Like you said, it's about picking your poison. Do you just want to get stabbed to death, like right off the bat, or do you want death by a thousand cuts? and Detroit and Coach Dan there are going to give it to you any way they want to give it to you. And you just have to figure out what you're going to do to try and minimize what they're going to try and do to you.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I think that game has the potential to – we could see 60 points or more in that game, for real. I think the Colts are going to play well. I do. I don't know if they're going to win that game, but I do think the Colts are going to play pretty well. Okay, so this gets me to my point that I want to ask you. I think the biggest test in the NFC for the Detroit Lions currently – again, everything's subject to change. It's a week-to-week league. We all know that. But currently – I think the biggest test for them would be the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles have turned it around on defense, man. They are an attacking defense. They are a scoring defense. And then their offense, as we know, with Brown, with Smith, with the running game that they have.
Right.
They're Saquon Barkley. I mean, come on, man. Like this to me. To me, we're going to see the Philadelphia Eagles and the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game unless something happens along the way. But I truly believe those are the two best teams right now in the NFC. I think the Eagles have a really good opportunity today in LA in Inglewood, California, against the Rams, right, to go out there and flex their muscles. And the Rams, you know, hey, look, you made this comparison a couple of weeks ago. I believe you compared – who did you compare to the Texans? I can't remember at this moment. Oh, the Falcons. Okay, the Falcons.
The Falcons, right.
You know what? The Rams are a little bit in that same category. I hate to say it. I think they're a little up. I think they're a little down. I think that offensively they have not completely figured this out. And I think when you're going up against the secondary that the Eagles have, that could be troublesome. I think the Eagles are kind of a sleeping giant. We haven't talked about the Eagles enough. I think they're a really good football team, Mike. What say you in about 15, 20 seconds?
I think they're a really good football team as well. I think they're balanced. You look at what Hurts has done, certainly what Saquon's done, and then you got A.J. Brown. Like they got some talent and they got enough that they could give Detroit all they can handle.
Yeah, home field advantage might be extremely important for that game. And right now, D-Town has that. We got to take a break. We come back. We do the picks. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
People, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we are going to jump back out to the phones, Mike Wilson, because it's pick time. And you know what? If there's one thing I will say about MSIM and LISM is that they're loyal, they're faithful, and they are part of the program, bro. So we are glad to have them back, and we are glad to do our picks with them. All right, guys. First pick of the day, Vikings playing the Bears. Look, I said it before. I don't know if I trust either one of these quarterbacks. I think that the Vikings have a little bit of an advantage today. I think they're going to confuse Caleb Williams enough to make it tough on him. I'm going to take the Vikings. Let's go with LISM. Who you got?
The people in purple. We'll go with the Vikings.
All right, she's got the, hey, I feel good about my pick because I'm the same as you. MISM, who you got?
I'm actually going Bears, believe it or not. I think the Bears need a marquee win, and they really haven't done much, and this could be their win for the year, and it wouldn't be a bad move for the Packers if the Bears win as well. So yeah, I'm going to go to the Bears.
I feel you there. I kind of like your line of thinking. Mike, who you got?
That's funny because I was going to go with the Bears as well. So for roughly the same reasons, I think they always kind of have like a marquee win, like MISM said. So this certainly could be it and certainly would be it.
All right, we got two people on the Vikings. We got two people on the Bears. I don't think we helped anybody. Lie-downs playing the Colts. I think this is going to be a very fun game. I think there's going to be a lot of scoring. We talked about the Detroit Lions and that offense, how dynamic it is. I think when push comes to shove, I like the Lions to make a few more plays than the Colts will. MISM, let's go with you first this time.
Well, sadly, I think the Lions are going to make a lot more plays than the Colts. I think the Colts are kind of petering out here, and they will they kind of gave the Packers a good game in the middle of the season, got hot, and I think they're going to be fading today. I think I'm taking the Lions big on this one tonight.
Linda, who you got?
I'm going to go with what you said earlier. The Lions are like the storybook team for 2024, so let's go Lions.
Mike, sure. Who you got?
Yeah, I got Mike? The Lions all day in this, yeah. Jeez.
Aren't
Patriots
we boring?
And Dolphins. Yeah, hey, but you know what? That we might have helped people actually that time, okay? Because we were all in the same game. Patriots playing the Dolphins. Look, the Patriots are the Patriots. The Dolphins are the Dolphins. I think that the Dolphins have way too much talent. I really think that the Patriots are going to play hard. I like the way that they play. But at the end of the day, I actually feel like the Dolphins' defense a little bit under the radar, better than most people think it is. And then Tua coming back does make a little bit of a difference. Those wide receivers will be better for whatever reason. I think the Dolphins win this one. Mike, let's go with you first, since it's your squad.
As much as I, hey, I'll go with the Dolphins, but as much as I like Tua, just give me Cam Ward for Miami. I just want Cam Ward on the Dolphins. It's all I want.
Linda, who you got?
Well, I read this really interesting stat, and so I'm going to go with what the numbers say, that the Dolphins have a 14.6% chance to make the playoffs, and according to ESPN, it's all according to ESPN. So these chances increased to 18.9% with a win today and a drop to 5.9% with a loss. So I'm going to go with a win for the Dolphins.
That's some great work. Mitch, you've got yourself one hell of a lady there, bro. Does she help you? I'm just, like, honestly, does she help you week in and week out? Because if she's not, she should be.
Hey, listen, I'm lying on my back right now and she's helping me out. MJ.
who you got?
Well, all that said, the Patriots have thrown a lot, but I'll take the Dolphins in this game. As much as I thought Tua should have hung it up, he's really shown some great sparks. And there's an exciting team. And, yeah, MJ, it's all about the U.
Look, man, you know, you said something there that was heartfelt. Because at the end of the day, we're only concerned about this guy's health and safety. Like, let's keep it real. But if the guy goes out there and he slides and he tries to avoid contact – look, I'm all about it, and quite frankly, we should all get behind him and support him for that. So, good point, well said about Tua. Buccaneers playing the Giants. I said it earlier, Mike Evans back in the lineup for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think that makes the vertical game go a lot better. Look, the Buccaneers need a win. The Giants just... dude, we didn't even talk about this, but Danny Dimes got the dump from the Giants, and then you have all kinds of people talking trash about Danny Dimes. Like, dude, people... get a life, okay? Get a freaking life. At the end of the day, the guy's out there trying his heart out, and ultimately, I hate to say this is the truth, it's not all Danny Dimes' fault. The Giants are a disaster. They got rid of Saquon Barkley for nothing, man. Like, come on now. Anyways, I got the Buccaneers all day long. Linda, let's go with you.
The Buccaneers for sure.
Mitch?
I think Tampa Bay, they've had some bad losses, and they show some brilliance, and the Giants are just an implosion. They're, you know, the Giants and Cowboys, you know, are basically the same team these days.
Linda, who you got?
Oh,
the Bucs, of course. Mike, who you got?
I got Tampa Bay. Let's not forget, Danny Dimes asked to be released. Is that like they just dumped him? He asked, and they said okay. You know, so.
No, but my point is more about the backlash from the people at the four-letter network that were talking trash about him. Look, man, at the end of the day, he's a human being. We're all human beings. And good for him to say, let me go. But shame on people for trying to say that this guy was the reason why the Giants are so bad. It's a collective work, man. The Cowboys play the Commanders. We're talking from one dumpster fire to another dumpster fire. I got the Commanders all day. I think Jaden Daniels has a big, big day. Mike, let's go with you first.
Oh, I got the Commanders. I am here for the Cowboy tears. I am here for it. And the Commanders, I think they're going to roll up on the Cowboys today.
Mitch, how about you?
Commanders all day. The Cowboys are just imploding, and they're done. They're hoping for draft picks now.
Hey, it's been 25 years. They've been done for a long time. Linda, who you got?
I'm going with the Commanders because the fact that they hosted that Jake Paul fight in that stadium, they don't deserve anything.
Huh. Well, there you go, folks. That's awesome.
That was fantastic. You made me. You almost made me choke on my coffee on that one.
That was a party joke.
Oh right, Mike Tyson and Jake.
Oh, that was
Paul.
Great. That was great. Chiefs playing the Panthers. Look, the Panthers. We all know they're not a good football team. The Chiefs, we know they're an exceptional football team. They get a lot of breaks. They make a lot of plays. They got this guy by the name of Patrick Mahomes, and they got this coach by the name of Andy Reid. Look, man, at the end of the day, they're a really good football team. All the haters out there want to hate on greatness. This isn't even going to be a football game, man. It's going to be a joke. I got the Chiefs. Mike, Mike, let's go with you first. Who you got?
Kansas City all day.
Linda?
Oh, I'm going with the Chiefs because they just feed themselves on really good barbecue down there.
I like it. Mitch, how about you?
Good protein, clean protein.
Well, I said I would keep taking the Chiefs until they gave me a reason not to, and even though they lost last week, that wasn't a reason not to take them in this game, so I'll take the Chiefs.
All right. Titans playing the Texans. Look, the Titans once had a pretty good defense. They don't anymore. The Texans are a pretty good football team. They run the ball well with Joe Mixon. They got C.J. Stroud, who's had a little bit of a setback this year, but I think that this is a really good day for them. I got the Texans. Linda, who you got?
I'm going to probably take the Texans.
Mitch?
I think C.J. Stroud is coming on strong. I think Nick Collins may have a big game with him today. So I think the Texans. I'll take the Texans in at least plus nine.
Mike, who you got?
I got the Texans as well. I think this is a get right game for the Texans and C.J. Stroud.
Broncos play the Raiders. We talked a little bit about Bo Nix and how he should be in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. Dude's coming on, giving the Broncos something to be hopeful for the future. I think it continues. And by the way, their defense is absolutely really good. I think the Broncos continue their winning ways today against the Raiders in Las Vegas. I'm taking the Broncos. Mike?
No, I'll take the Broncos as well, and Bo Nix has a big day.
Mitch?
The Broncos have really turned around their season, and so I'll take the Broncos as well.
Linda, who you got?
Denver is my second home. I'm going with the Broncos.
I like it. All right, here's the big one. This might cause a divorce. I don't know. 49ers playing the Packers at Lambeau today. Look, Brandon Allen getting a shot, kid out of Arkansas, drafted in 2016. He's got Christian McCaffrey. I think he's going to weigh heavily on him. I don't know if that's going to be enough against the Green Bay Packers today, who have a game at home in Lambeau in front of their fans. I'm going with the Green Bay Packers today. Linda, who you got?
I'm taking the Green Bay Packers on the frozen tundra.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are going to stay together. That's good. I already know who Mitch has. I don't even need to ask him, but I will.
30 years this week. Come on. Of course we're going to stay together. We're there.
Who you got, Mitch?
We didn't talk about it, but by the way, how fun was that snow globe game on Thursday? It reminded me of the Mud Bowl game that the Packers and Niners had in the playoffs. That being said, I don't think it's going to be a Mud Bowl at Lambeau today, and I'll take the Packers. I think the key is actually that Nick Bosa is out, and let's just hope that Love doesn't keep farving on the field, because, you know, by the way, to farve is a verb, and he's just going to stop farving.
Mike, who you got?
I'll make it a clean sweep here. I got the Packers.
And I agree with you about the Nick Bosa thing. Makes their pass rush like almost non-existent. Cardinals play the Seahawks. I'm going to take the Seahawks to win at home against the Cardinals. Mitch, who you got?
This is probably the only pick'em game that's close in terms of the betting line. And just because of my pool, I need to take two dogs. I had to take the Cardinals on this one on my betting sheet. I'll take the Cardinals.
All right. Linda, who you got?
The Seahawks.
Mike, who you got?
I'm actually going to go with the Cardinals on this one.
Wow. Interesting. All right. Fine. Sounds good. Eagles play the Rams.
Hey, Mike, are you going to then storm your backyard if they win?
Hey, real quick, let's get these last two in. Eagles play the Rams. I think the Eagles are a really good football team. Maybe the second best team in the NFC. I'm taking the Eagles. Linda, who you got?
I can't stand them, but I'm going to take them just because they're going to kick the Rams' butt.
Mitch, who you got?
As much as I hate it, the Eagles are tough. I'm taking the Eagles in this game.
Mike, who you got?
Philly.
Monday, and then the Monday Nighter, guys, real quick. I got the Chargers beating the Ravens at home. Mitch, who you got?
I'm still on the Ravens bandwagon. Sorry. Lamar Jackson.
Linda?
Totally on the Ravens.
Mike?
Chargers, baby.
All right, we got to take a break. Thank you, guys. Hang tight. We'll do We'll do parting shots. Stick around parting for that. Mitch and Linda, Mike and Andy, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf, and we have our great callers who are part of the program. L-I-S-M and M-I-S-M, that's Mitch in Santa Monica and Linda in Santa Monica. And without further ado, it's time to do our parting shots. Let's start with Linda.
Okay, have a wonderful Turkey Thursday, and I'm going to go with Packers, Lions, Cowboys.
I love it. Mitch, who you got?
Let's hear whether you're storming shot. The field, whether for that, I'm going with the Packers. Lions and the Giants Cowboys game. Could Fox ask for a more ridiculous game in the middle of the day? I'll take that as a tie. But my shot is this: whether you're storming the field with MJ at ASU or when you're trying to get into a show with me, do me a favor: go big or go home, and don't blow your hammy.
I like it, Mike. How about you, brother?
My parting shot goes out to the Arizona State Sun Devils. They have proven a lot of people wrong. They have turned around that program. Kenny Dillingham deserves all that credit. Good job, but enjoy your Sunday afternoon. And if you have to go see a movie, Go see the new Gladiator movie. It is phenomenal.
Look, I'm going to second what Linda said to start off. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody a little bit early. Can't wait till next week to talk about those games and obviously everything else. But Green Bay Packers, baby, let's go out today. Let's show the 49ers that we reign supreme in Lambeau. For Mitch, for Linda, for Mike, for John, for our producer Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.